great for the lads. You know, I've been lucky enough in my career. I played in Simple Stadium a good few times, and I was lucky enough when Munster medals both with my county and club in the same year in Simple Stadium. It's great that the lads get the opportunity, because, you know, they deserve it. They're a highly talented bunch, and, you know, Simple Stadium to hurling people is like the closest to Ulster football. You know, Munster final day in Thurles, or the opportunity to play in Thurles, was something you all dreamed about when I was playing anyway coming up. My bunch here to get this opportunity, I'm absolutely delighted for them.
Yeah, and it's your award for winning the All-Ireland C.
I believe our lads should be playing anyway in the B competition. The only way you'll improve is by playing the better teams, challenging yourself and challenging your skills to play at the higher level. I firmly believe that this group have the talent to play at that level. Maybe Saturday, maybe a bit early, maybe a bit too soon, I don't know. But one thing I do know, our lads will not be found wanting for effort and commitment. Mm-hmm. And they will represent Donegal to the best of their ability. Yeah. And that's one thing you can be sure.
And tell me a little about the team. As we said, they won the All-Ireland C pretty comfortably with wins over Tyrone and Fermanagh.
They're a good bunch, very good bunch of lads. Some, you know, with lads that have been there last year. Dylan Lafferty, the goalkeeper, he's captain last year as well. You know, this is Dylan's, I think, third year playing 21. Coming through, the three in the full back line have been there last year, you know, and have been excellent. Both Conor Griffin and Kieran Ramey, Donald McLaughlin, they've had a great year. Jack O'Loughlin in at centre back has been outstanding, and Jack's, you know, probably the find of our year. Sean Anderson, Satanta, been huge, you know, came really out of left field and has been a great addition to us this year. Conor O'Grady has been magnificent in the three matches to date. Our midfield, Stephen Doherty and Justin McBride, were on possibly Fermanagh's two best players in the final and totally outplayed them and have been doing the business all year. And then up front, you know, Sean Curran, Paul Nelson, two seniors, highly talented, really good players. Add in Aaron McCauley, you know, the likes of Eddie Lynch, and then the man I call the Duracell Bunny, Conor Grant. Conor Grant is what every team needs. He's just one of those guys that's never beaten. He's always fighting. He's always moving. He's always encouraging. And, when you throw all that bunch together, they're actually a fantastic bunch.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the injury is hit and you're missing two big men.
Yeah, we are. Conor O'Donnell was very unfortunate, cruciate, huge loss. Really was looking forward to seeing Conor this year. And then Sam Doherty is out, and Sam was excellent in the final. Very good against Louth as well. Senior player as well. So look, these things happen. That's what you have a squad for. And, Conor O'Donnell, you know, it was a huge loss, a huge blow. But Sean Anderson stepped in and has been excellent. So whoever we put in on Saturday, we know and we trust fully in that player. And we know that, look, we trust the squad. Whoever comes in will do their best, and hopefully we'll be there to give Sam another go.
Yeah. And Saturday. Kerry, your opponents, not a traditional hurling power, but still play hurling at a higher level than Donegal do at the moment.
They play in Division 1B in the senior, and we're in Division 3A next year. But look, this is under 21, and our lads are capable of meeting Kerry, toe-to-toe.